Well, finally, I just give up and said, well, I'll just go back home. So I come back to Greenville, went to Dr. and man, I was covered in skin cancers.
Oh.
And that's what it was.
Hmm.
And so I told him about this doctor sending me to the psychiatrist. And he just laughed and he looked at my arms. He says, I don't think a psychiatrist will do that any good.
No.
And he had to burn them off.
Hmm.
And man, he burned them off and burned them off. One time he burnt 30 off across my shoulders back there.
Yeah.
I was just like I was worse than I was in the 8 days. But now then, I'm just about to get well.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're
there. Finally found a doctor that knows what he's doing.
How long did that give you pain before you got taken care of?
Oh, it's about between 6 and 7 years.
Hmm.
Man, they just might yet run me for them crazy.
They hurt all the time?
Just each, yeah. I don't know, just go to itching, you know, and you go scratching and just itching. And maybe, I put everything on it, rub alcohol and everything else, and maybe it slacked down a little bit, and then in a little bit it started again.
Hmm.
But no, I couldn't sleep at all at night.
Yes, sir.
But I never got nothing done for me till I got back over here to Dr. And that's one doctor I didn't go to before I left here. I didn't go to him. I went to the other skin specialist. I done the work though.
You still go see him every now and then?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I can't see any trace of that stuff on you.
No.
It's okay.
That's hard not long.
Oh yeah.
Some hard knots where it took long.
Yes, ma'am.
And blue spots all over me.
Oh yeah.
And all over me was worse than they are out here.
Yes, ma'am.
And the doctor said that's caused me being out in hot sun when I was young.
Is that right?
That's what he said.
Well, I'll be. I'm glad you got that taken care of.
Yes, sir. And I had a bunch of them taken off around my neck. I know you can see them.
I see.
Well, I can feed them.
Yes, ma'am. I know that must be painful.
Wasn't no sleep for me at night, a day and a night, neither.
You were talking about raising cotton. What does... Could you tell me about what you did when you raised cotton?
Well, I didn't know too much about what they did well back then, back yonder or now.
Back yonder.
Well, I didn't do anything but break it up and plow the ground good and then plant it.
Yes, sir.
And then hold it and plow it. But nowadays, they don't have to even hold it.
Hmm.
Nowadays, they just got some stuff they put in the dirt, you know, before they plant it.
Yes, ma'am.
And then they don't hold it now.
I didn't know that.
Uh-uh.
Sounds like an improvement.
It is. Then, back yonder them days, you couldn't keep it hold to save your life. It'll just keep growing all the time. The grass and weeds and vines. But now then, you don't even have to hold it at all.
What kind of grass? Do you have trouble with cuckoo birds or something like that?
Yeah. Back then days you did, not now. Because it don't grow on that land now if you put that